generally speaking, how are you guys holding up, and how's the theater holding up at the moment?
Theater's holding up, still standing, and that's what we want.
That's most important.
As far as, you know, how we would normally be running things, that is not necessarily as intact, but we are adapting, certainly, considering that the front doors are closed and we haven't been welcoming anyone in except for chiefly ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been adapting, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, we sure have.
Is there any sort of process? Because you guys have been doing so many things that we'll talk about, you know, the YouTube channel and the Sidewalk Cafe, but are you guys just kind of sitting there around a table thinking, like, we've got all this time, like, what do we do with this? Or how do you come up with these ideas?
I think this has actually been a really good time for us to kind of do and take care of a lot of projects that we've already been thinking of, but maybe not necessarily had enough time to do. And along with all the stuff you've been mentioning, we've been doing little projects here and there to work on the theater. And
yeah. You know, if we talk to like businesses and nonprofits, that there's certain things that maybe they have been almost forced to do because of the pandemic that might be good for the long run. Looking on the positive side, can you guys see any examples of that? Things that are good for the Orpheum maybe that you would like to continue after all this is done?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that some of the things that we have taken on should definitely continue, especially when it comes to kind of our online presence and our YouTube channel. We have, added so many things to our YouTube channel after it having barely any content at all. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is something that, you know, really brings the Orpheum to literally anybody that is interested in it, not just folks in town that can make it downtown to the theater.
Yeah.
I think that presence is really important to kind of just in general spread the word about historic preservation of theaters as well as performing arts in general. So I think that's one thing for sure.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing on your YouTube channel?
Oh, yeah. We've been doing these, what we call musical mixtapes. And since we're all singers in our own right, musicians and performers and whatnot, we just, you know, before this all happened, we would just be around the theater singing and whatever. And so we decided to utilize our talents. And so every week we have a theme, a different, you know, it could be something like roles we've always wanted to play or roles we maybe never should play or or whatnot. And we come up with songs and we, you know, record it and film it and talk about it. And it's really been great.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Fun for us. Yeah, and Ross is doing something called Technically Speaking.
Yeah, the Technically Speaking segment is one that that I think Joey and Aaron came up with as a way to, like, take people back behind the scenes of the actual, like, building itself and, like, mm-hmm. all of its inner workings. Things that we're usually able to show people when we give tours, because we'll give free tours whenever to whoever comes in, you know, as long as we have time. And so we're kind of taking that online, too, is being like, okay, well, today we're going to go look at the trunk hatch on the side of the stage. Isn't this cool? Like, mm-hmm. oh, did you know there was a crane on the wall for that? You know, and those aren't usually things that we would just talk about on a general day. But if somebody were to walk in, you know, and so people visiting that segment of the YouTube page is almost like, oh, you're just ducking in. Well, here, would you like to look at any of these little curios? You know, that's been kind of a fun. That's been a fun way that I've been able to contribute to that.
And it's cool that it's just, you know, out there now so people can learn about the theater, learn about the Orpheum. Anything, you mentioned other social media, other ways you've been trying to reach out to people through social media. Anything else in that regard?
Basically just very heavily taken on all of our social medias. We have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all the likes and we've just been putting a lot of stuff out.
Just trying to reach everybody as much as we can.
And Joey and Aaron, you guys have been regularly going on with Eric Hansen on FM 95, right?
Yeah. Thursday mornings,
How's that going?
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
What do you guys, do you just kind of goof around with Eric or talk stuff or what?
We do goof a little, yes.
A little goofing, okay.
Actually, I'd say predominantly goofing. But nice. We do get a chance to talk about upcoming things at the theater. One of the things that we had been doing, and we hope to do more, is live stream concerts. So we were able to talk about that over there, especially. We've had a couple of those that were really fun to do and to put out there. So hopefully we'll have more live stream concerts, and that's one big thing on the music station that we like talking about.
Yeah, very cool. Talk a little bit about those since you've had, was it two so far?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have those been, I guess, kind of an effort to support the theater maybe and support the artist and just kind of keep, you know, live music, so to speak, out there? Were those received as well as I guess you hoped they would be?
They were well received, and especially, you know, when we started, we didn't really know what to expect. So sure. We had, I think, like 150 views on the first one, mm-hmm. and relatively around the same for the second one, which we think is pretty great. I mean, it was really kind of interesting and strange for us when we first like did that initial one, because we were getting ready for a show again, and that's something we hadn't done together, especially for a really long time.
Yeah.
So it felt it felt good to be able to like try and get people, even though they weren't with us, to try and get them to feel like they were going to something,
mm-hmm.
Because it was live. So tuning into that was really special, to be able to know that it was happening in real time, and for us as a team to be able to really like put on a show again.
Is it somewhat unusual for the performer, and you guys have been doing this with the mixtape musicals, that like you're performing, but there's nobody there? Is that at all odd?
It is kind of weird at first. I mean,
yeah,
it, well, you expect the applause as we all, you know, yeah. as we want it. But mm-hmm. no, I think it was just cool to have like live music in the building again.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah, absolutely.
Because we were the audience for them, so you know, we uh-huh. got to benefit from that.
And we
that
clapped.
Yeah. But it was cool just to have that happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I must say, from my perspective, it felt much like any rehearsal process. For shows that go on in the theaters, yeah. It's me at the desk anyway going, yay.
Yeah, one guy.
With an empty theater.
Let's talk a little bit about the Sidewalk Cafe. How that's been going for a few weeks, I think. What was kind of the thought behind getting that set up?
The city came up with this idea that, you know, businesses could have, like, these sidewalk cafes and stuff. And I will say Aaron, like, really jumped on it and, you know, started talking about we could do it. We have a liquor license and stuff and,
yeah.
you know, a concession stand and how we could expand it. But you had to have certain barriers, you know, certain ways to keep people, you know, mm-hmm. Out. So that was a challenge at first. And we had these set pieces that we had lying around, and we kind of looked at them and we thought, this looks like the musical Les Mis when they build that big barricade. And so mm-hmm. we're like, let's go with that theme. Let's take that. And, you know, and so there is something to do with, you know, to make it make sense a little bit. So you stick a French flag on it and you put some tables out there, and
it looks pretty good.
Like, we love the looks we get when we're setting it up, the people driving by. I don't know what they think we're doing.
Starting a revolution, I guess.
Flags and barricades. And
But it's great because it's just a nice, relaxed, I mean, you can have, you know, wine or beer and, you know, some fancy cheeses mm-hmm. and things. And mm-hmm. it's just, you know, like, not intense. So we just have some nice, you know, music playing and and just sit under the marquee and on a nice night. It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
People just make the reservations online for that?
Yeah, then go to our website. And we have two different slots. I mean, it's normally Thursdays and Fridays, and mm-hmm. maybe going into Saturdays, and you know, a 4 o'clock slot and 8 o'clock slot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's drinks, light snacks, that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very good.
There's some Knox County Brewing Company beer that we offer.
Yep. Very good.
And then some cornucopia cheeses and things like that. Aaron's like the cheese master, so.
I used to be a cheese maven, yes.
So, cheese maven. Oh, that's an even better title.
Thank you, yes.
So it's quality cheese, my friend. Oh, it's good. Not Kraft slices. Although Kraft slices are good. But anyway,
I guess Kraft, so you know, fine people over there. Do you guys, maybe this is just, you know, you're just going to shake your head at this, but do you see a point where that you could host people in the theater again, or do a show that would be at least you could break even on any time in the future before there's, you know, a vaccine or whatever? Is that at all possible?
Well, I think it really depends on the kinds of shows we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because when, you know, a quick survey of the theater, keeping social distancing in mind and, you know, having ease of egress and ingress, we've figured that on the main floor you can fit around 75 people spaced appropriately, and that's generally in pairs, so let's just say that. And so you could show a movie like that, certainly, because movies have no performers. You have to worry about social distancing. It's just, you know, images on a screen, and everybody's all spread out, you know, and, you know, we'll have, like, you know, a one at a time in the bathroom kind of thing. So would we be able to have large groups of people on stage, like our, you know, 60 member ballets, outfits from Russia? Like, that's probably going to be a, you know, some time before that'll happen again. But
yeah,
more, you know, simpler kinds of shows, or, you know, having family groups in for like a private movie night, you know, something mm-hmm. like that. That'd be kind of cool.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just, we have to keep, you know, people's health and safety first and foremost.
Of course.
That's always kind of, you know, and it seems like, you know, a barrier, but really it's just more of a challenge to be met. And, you know, what's more adaptable than theater, you know, mm-hmm. to changing circumstances.
Well, even with the Sidewalk Cafe, you know, that's pretty, that's not many organizations, businesses around town would be able to do what you guys did, having a theater background and having equipment around that to make it look cool like that. And I hadn't even thought until you said that, that that backspace area can be somewhat tight. So I guess social distancing for performers may not be really doable.
But one person shows, you know, and you know, when we had Pippi and Daniel, you know, they're a couple, you know, so they already live together. That's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And but so when you can take advantage of those circumstances, it is possible. But that's just that's the challenge to me.
Right. You know, exactly.
What else can people do to support the Orpheum right now if they would like to?
A myriad of things. Mm-hmm. Simply following us on our social media outlets or subscribing to our emails would be a great way to just support us in that sense. As far as, you know, monetary donations, we would welcome those and we appreciate them, especially right now because we have still have bills to pay and things like that to keep the lights on and to keep us working behind the scenes on all of these things and planning. So we do have a fund drive going on called Give Us a Hand. It's a operational support fund drive. And we are asking that anybody that can give a small amount, a dollar, a couple dollars, a handful of dollars, to help us if they can. And you can do that by going to our website, galesburgorpheum.org, and click on the hands there and give what you can.
But before we run out of time, is there anything else that you'd like the public to know about what you guys are doing now or what you've got coming up, anything like that?
I think we basically covered a lot of things. Oh, the marquee rentals. So if you go on our website, you know, you can find everything on our website. We're also doing this thing we have called Put Their Name in Lights or Their Name in Lights, where you can rent the Orpheum marquee to put whatever message for recent graduates, anniversaries, birthdays. And for $40, you can get the marquee for 24 hours and put a message after being approved by us. And
not any message, I guess.
Yeah, huh? Almost any message. Okay.
We'll screen the messages, but generally.
Okay.
Think of it like broadcast rules. You know?
Sure. Okay. That makes sense. I got it. All right. That sounds cool. Anything else you guys can think of?
No, thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Okay.